This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we got some numbers in where 70% of people dying from coronavirus are dudes. Okay? This isn't just a guy illness, but 70% of those who are dying from this coronavirus when it kills, and we've had almost 10,000 deaths. Let me actually, oh, it's going to go up as soon as I refresh. I hate refreshing this. Oh, gosh, now it's 10,500 deaths. All right. Oh, gosh, I was just looking at that 15 minutes ago. So the numbers are coming in. So of those 10,549, we believe 70% are men. And we were just talking about this in the previous segment, and we will take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. One of the questions we got in the last hour is, why are men being hit with this more than women? And so, you know, we don't know if it's that, you know, women and their estrogen, you know, may have more protection, that, you know, there are genetic differences in women. You know, we kind of talked about how, you know, maybe our bodies are designed where we protect the fetus, and so we might be a little bit more resilient, because, you know, we have to live for two, you know. Maybe it's because, you know, we'll usually get a boat off the Titanic because, you know, the guys, you know, have to abide by women and children, which would really, really stink. I really feel bad for guys. That has got to stink, you know, where you can't get on the boats. I remember as a little kid hearing that going, oh my gosh, you know, because I'm thinking about my brother, and I'm like, I'd give my brother my spot, but there's something to this, and we started talking last segment, and we don't want to be politically correct, but I am sorry if this offends anybody, but men are different than women, okay? They are, okay? A guy doesn't have my body, and he's like, thank the Lord, hallelujah, right? Woman doesn't have a guy's body. You could identify, you know, that's fine. But in terms of biologically, all right, we have differences. And we might have differences in our immune system. So, we were talking about how, you know, we ladies kind of make fun of guys, you know, when they get sick. And, I've seen my husband, you know, when he's sick, right? You know, and he's like, oh, I don't feel good. And we would make fun of him going, oh, guys are babies. And, you know, women aren't babies because we have periods and all that. And, but, you know, I never though really bought that theory. I never bought it. Because, you know, as we had previously discussed, you know, my husband, he wants to do. He wants to be out there. He wants to fix things. He wants to work. The last thing he wants to do is stay in bed. And again, you know, look at who he's in bed with. So can you blame him? So when my husband gets sick and he's just lying in bed going, you know, what was me? I've just always thought that maybe it hits guys harder. Maybe when a guy gets sick and, you know, he's got the fever and the body aches and he doesn't want to move, you know, the average dude doesn't really want to be laid up. You know, he wants to kill that spider for you. You know, I mean, you know, he wants to do the chores. That's what I thought. I thought it was them trying to get out of chores, you know, and they were trying to take advantage of it. I really don't think so. I think that they feel worse than women on average, okay, because they get hit harder. And if that theory holds true, that might be what's going on with coronavirus. You know, these people who are dying from coronavirus, I'm assuming these are not coronavirus-related deaths, such as getting into a car accident on the way to the hospital or having a heart attack and just happening to also have coronavirus in the blood. I am assuming that these deaths are the actual respiratory destruction and the respiratory failure that happens because the immune system kicks in and you get this fluid buildup in the lungs and then you can't exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide and so you go into respiratory failure and you die. I am assuming that these 10,500 deaths, I'm not going to refresh. Let me refresh. I'm sorry. This is really frightening. Oh, okay, good. Hasn't jumped yet. All right. I'm assuming that's how they're dying. And so if we're hearing that more guys are dying, then that means more of the men are having more of a exaggerated immune response and fluid buildup in the lungs and destruction of their lung linings, you know, or that the virus can attack a guy a lot easier than attacking a woman. So one of those theories comes into play. And so, men seem to be more prone for heart disease. Men, you know, seem to be more prone to a lot of things, high blood pressure, etc. You know, again, the men in my family always blamed it on, you know, well, it's because we're married to women. But I think there's more to that. You know, I mean, maybe there is a resilience that women have. You know, breast cancer, guys don't seem to have it as much, but they still get it. I mean, even guys get breast cancer. Right? If you got breast tissue, you can get breast cancer. So women, you know, seem to fit that one more. Cervical cancer, uterine cancer. But for the most part, men get hit harder. Why? So we need to not be politically correct for, you know, a couple weeks if we can and try to identify why. Another thing we talked about, too, is why are the Italians having such a higher death rate than now China? You know, yeah, it could be a number thing. Maybe we aren't, you know, things aren't being disclosed. But why is Italy superseding Germany in death rates? Italy has about 3,400 deaths, Germany 53 now. Okay, that's still a lot, but why the disparity? Especially if the Italian diet is a very, very healthy diet. Italians might, you know, be closer to the equator and get more sun than Germany. So is it a vitamin D deficiency? Is it a diet thing? I don't know. For some reason, Italy's getting it harder. Now, it could just be an environmental issue where more cases went to Italy than to Germany. Maybe it was a border issue. But what we need to do, you know, is stop, you know, dancing around, you know, topics that need to be discussed, and let's figure out what it is that's different between a man and a woman. We're allowed to talk about differences. What is the difference between an Italian and a German or an American? Right? And, you know, one theory I have is in China, Italy, Spain, Iran, if they do eat a healthier diet with fish and vegetables, maybe we have more older individuals, and so having a larger amount of older individuals allows there to be that older population that's dying, as opposed to those that have a less life expectancy. So there's a whole variety of theories we need to look at, but lay off the dudes when they're not feeling well, because I don't think they're being babies. I think they really feel like crap. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you know, we have the phone lines open, 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Many of you are asking about medications for coronavirus. You're asking about states that have it the most. And then one of you also asked about, oh my gosh, it was a good question. I want to talk to you guys about the IRS, but it wasn't that. Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah. In terms of how many of these cases are mild. Okay. So, first, let's talk about the IRS. Let's get that one done. I want to talk about that, and then I want to get your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI. IRS has extended the tax filing deadline to July 15th. So, At first, I believe you had to have, even though you could defer your tax payment, you had to originally file by April 15th. I think people got upset. So now the IRS extended the tax filing deadline to July 15th. Because they are trying to stem the financial pain that the coronavirus epidemic is causing. That is according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and the move gives Americans 3 months more than they normally would have to file their income tax returns for the 2019 tax year. This way, they don't incur interest or penalties. President Donald Trump later Friday said that hopefully by the time the new deadline arrives, people will be getting back to their lives. Tax day usually is April 15th. Moving into July 15th is I think, appropriate. Although now it seems like we have a lot more time on our hands. But here's the thing. Not everybody. If you're in the medical field or if you are in any of these essential businesses like grocery stores, pharmacies, you're not sleeping. You know, I mean, I make jokes about the shutdown and the lockdown that we have in Nevada, but I am exhausted because I am, if I'm not on air and not doing interviews, I am seeing patients online. I'm doing a webinar today on coronavirus. I'm just always, I mean, it's just, we are just so busy. So, I mean, especially in the medical community, telemedicine is slammed. So, you know, yeah, if I had to do my taxes now, that would be a pain. Luckily, I got them done in January, February. But, so anyway, they said all taxpayers and businesses will have this additional time to file and make payments without interest or penalties. In a second tweet, Mnuchin urged taxpayers who might receive refunds this season to file now to get your money. Yeah, I would definitely get my money now if I could. Trump also echoed the suggestion during a White House press conference. Most Americans are entitled to refunds when they file the federal tax returns if you pay too much. On March 13th, the IRS had issued 59.2 million refunds. That's not the amount of refunds, but 59.2 million refunds out of the 76.2 million individual income tax returns that it had received. So 77.7% got refunds. The average refund check was about $2,900. Now, certain individual states have extended their own tax filing deadlines because, you know, you do have state income tax and things like that. So, you know, the IRS will now kind of push the states to go, look, you have to also extend your deadlines as well. So, interesting. Now, one of you had forwarded to me, I got to talk to you guys about this one, had forwarded to me about small employers, and let me find it. It was about small employers and them paying employees leave. Okay? Now, let me see if I could find it. I apologize. What I had read from it, I believe, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we are still waiting for the government to decide, what checks they're going to give everybody. Is it going to be $1,200? Is it going to be $2,000 a family? But sick leave is the subject of this article from the New York Times. So qualified workers, all right, will get 2 weeks of paid sick leave if they're ill, quarantine, seeking diagnosis, preventative care for coronavirus, or if they are caring for sick family members. The new law will give 12 weeks of paid leave to people caring for children whose schools are closed or whose child care provider is unavailable because of the coronavirus. Which workers qualify? Most workers at small or mid-sized companies and nonprofits can get the paid leave, as can government employees, as long as they've been employed at least 30 days. Now, the workers that are excluded are going to be at those, I guess, I'm not sure which ones are excluded. I apologize. Part-time, self-employed, eligible. Okay, so some of you guys are going, okay, well, this is great. Okay, good. Our employees could get money. They could get paid leave from the government. How much money can they get? Well, if you're sick or seeking care for yourself, you will earn the full amount you are usually paid, up to a maximum of $511 a day. If you are caring for a sick family member or a child whose school or daycare is closed, you earn two-thirds of your usual pay, up to a daily limit of $200. So, employers will be the ones that actually pay you, not the government. So, what ends up happening in this, and for you guys, whether you're employers or small business owners or whatever, I'm not picking sides, okay? I'm just telling you what I'm reading from the New York Times. What I understand happens is you have to notify your employer that you need this leave paid. The employer will pay you out of their own pocket, but then we'll have to get reimbursed by the Trump administration. Trump administration promises to reimburse within 3 months, but not in cash in the form of a payroll tax credit. So that's where there's a small problem, people. Okay? For anybody who has ever done work for the government, being a Medicare provider, Medicaid provider, etc., the payments didn't come in. And if we did get paid, I got paid on maybe 2 out of every 5 claims. Now, maybe the Trump administration would have it tighter. I hope they do. But if they don't, a lot of small business owners are like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. You want me to pay up front everybody for 2 weeks with no money coming in with a promise that you're going to pay us within 3 months. There's some distrust, obviously. There's a lot of people are scared. A lot of people don't buy that that's what's going to happen. And what I'm seeing is a starting to be of a rift between employers and employees in terms of employees are like, I need my money, and I don't blame them. I mean, you know, this is the scariest time to think that you will not be able to, you know, that you haven't already made money for 2-3 days or a week, which means your paycheck's going to be low. If you were making tips, obviously even lower, you want to know you have money now. Small business employers are like, we've had our doors closed for 3-4 days. No money's coming in. And we have all these bills coming up. So what you're seeing is now layoffs. Employers are, please get money from the government. Get your unemployment check immediately. And unemployment usually works pretty quickly. But I don't understand how, and again, this is coming from New York Times, so I don't know if this is law yet, or this is exactly how the law is going to be written. But when you tell employers to pay everybody up front and we'll cover you in 3 months, it's not going to people don't trust that. I'm still waiting for money from Medicare and Medicaid for all the patients I saw. I'm never going to see it. Now, I want my employees covered. Anybody else does, all right? But, you know, it's a strain on a lot of small business owners that aren't, you know, bringing any money in. So, what can you do? Well, but if any of you guys have a small business association loan or even a conventional loan or whatever, there might be verbiage allowing you to defer for 3 months. Many banks are allowing small business owners to defer on their loan for their business, their operating costs, for 3 months. Also, Small Business Association is offering loans at low interest. That's not really as exciting for a lot of people because they're like, I don't want to borrow money now. The last thing I want is more debt. But look, if you need to keep your operating costs, if you need to pay your staff, you got to do what you got to do. And then you have asking your landlord to see if they could defer rent, lower rent. Until we have a law that puts that in place, it's going to basically be what we got to ask. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the last 5 minutes, we've had a huge jump in numbers being reported. Italy now has 56,000 cases, 4,000 deaths. Definitely superseding China at 80,900 cases with 3,200 deaths. China is slowing down. Unfortunately, Italy is skyrocketing. Spain's at 20,000 cases. Iran is at 19,006 cases. Germany, 18,700 cases. But just in the last few minutes, USA has jumped in their reporting to 16,491 cases with now 224 deaths, bringing the total death toll right now to 11,186 deaths worldwide. This is being reported reported by Worldometer's coronavirus. In terms of the states, some of you have asked about the states and the coronavirus spread. I use the New York Times map. There's other interactive maps, but the New York Times maps really, for people like me that need pictures and needs images and to visualize it, you see where the clusters are. And Midwest is starting to get numbers of isolated cases, and we need to watch these very closely, because as California and Washington and New York appears to have, and the Eastern Seaboard, you know, clusters together, like Pennsylvania, the majority of the state of Pennsylvania looks pretty, you know, bare and open, but again, concentrated on the east. And so, is it because people aren't testing? Is it now that test kits are starting to get out there? So as I look at this map, if I could describe it to you, the Eastern Seaboard is the Northeast Seaboard looks pretty much redded out along New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, down to Maryland. Very, very rich in density with cases. Vermont, New Hampshire, I think 22, 44 cases respectively. Maine, 52, but it's spreading. Massachusetts, over 300. Rhode Island, 44. They have to actually report it outside the redness of the circle, because as this graph plots, these circles get bigger. I don't know if it's called a bubble map. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but there's a lot of little red bubbles there. Eastern, northeastern seaboard, very, very dense. Then North Carolina, pretty spotty throughout. South Carolina, spotty throughout. Georgia, huge cluster around the Atlanta area. With Florida, now you would think heat, you know, warmer weather would be a deterrent. Florida seems to be a lot more concentrated along the coast and along the southern tip. Florida has over 500 cases. New Orleans, over 400 cases. Very, very concentrated Louisiana, 400 cases. New Orleans, concentrated. Texas, not a lot of activity except Houston, Dallas, Galveston area, and Austin. When you look at Colorado, when we're looking at kind of the Midwest, we have Chicago as a huge site. We have Michigan. We have Wisconsin. I don't know if Michigan counts as Midwest, so I shouldn't say that. St. Paul starting to get a little cluster. Colorado in the Denver area. Salt Lake City with Utah. North Dakota starting to get a couple of little bubbles around the Bismarck area. Nevada is about 99 cases. Starting to even up between the north and the south, but not entirely. And then, of course, you have the Washington, Seattle area. Northwest Washington, a lot more concentrated, multiple cases there, spreading into Oregon. Then you have California with Northern California, especially San Francisco Bay Area, hit the hardest. And then you have L.A. and San Diego. So when you kind of look at this, Arizona, the Phoenix area, the Tucson area, New Mexico, Santa Fe, Nebraska, Lincoln, if you know your, capitals, okay, with your capitals, you can pretty much kind of guess where a lot of the activity is going to be. Boise, Idaho, again, seems to have a little bit more cases than others. Now, Nevada's capital is Carson City, not Vegas. Vegas is not the capital of Nevada. So Vegas has more cases there, but Carson City's small, but it's near Reno, and Reno is, you know, larger. But our Nevada's biggest density of population is Las Vegas and Reno. Tennessee, you're looking at Nashville, Oklahoma, you're looking at Oklahoma City. So Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City looks like they're sharing a nice little cluster as well. So when you look at this map, Indianapolis as well, when you're looking at the map, and Columbus, Ohio, yeah. See, I know my capitals just by looking at the area. I'm not even reading these, okay? Yeah, I know my capitals. I did good at geography. But You have to take this with a grain of salt, because I don't know what rural what opportunities there are for the rural areas. So if you live in Elko or Ely, Nevada, which is north, starting to go more east, or Winnemucca, if you don't really have test kits there, you have no idea if there's testing centers. Now, some of you have emailed and texted going, okay, well, let sleeping dogs lie. If we stopped reporting and if we stopped, you know, saying, oh, we have this many cases, this many cases, this many cases, we would slow down the hype. You know, the majority of people recover, yes, but here's the problem, okay? And I can't, and by the way, that was a quote. That's not how I personally feel. The problem we have here is, yeah, if we put our head in the sand and not bring up all the cases, even though the majority are mild, that might, you know, not cause economic panic, but the problem is the panic didn't come so much from, oh, there's this case, this case, this case. The panic came from the fact that people died. I would love to say what's happening in Italy is they were passing out a bunch of test kits and, yeah, a lot of people have colds. I can't. They just had 627 new deaths. When you have people dying, our grandmas, our great-grandpas, our, you know, that you cannot ignore it. There's definitely too much liability. In fact, I just saw Italy's numbers go down some. They were up at 53. They went down to 47,000 cases. Unfortunately, death rate is still at 4,000. So, you know, for those of you that live, let's say, in Fargo, North Dakota, and I think there's a couple cases there, you know, or in Topeka, I think, has some. Let's say Four Corners. Okay, for those of you that live near Four Corners, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, if you have an older individual in your family that is vulnerable, or you have somebody who has heart disease or diabetes or blood pressure, and no matter where you are in the United States, you have people with those illnesses, you have to know where coronavirus is. So those communities going, don't even give us test kits. We don't want to know. We don't want the panic. Unfortunately, they can't say that. Because if you do have individuals that are vulnerable, they have to be screened. Hawaii has reported about 26 cases, Alaska 12. So one of you had asked about the heat. Okay, well, dry heat might be ideal for hopefully killing off this virus. But where I live, we don't have dry heat. We have, right now we're getting rain still. My joints are hurting, which means we still have humidity. And we're kind of in March, so we're not really at the summer yet. And so when you look at Florida, when you look at New Orleans, when you look at Galveston, Texas area, when you look at San Diego, when you look at L.A., still a moisture environment in a warmer climate is still not, unfortunately, killing this virus off. Or diminishing the cases. So we still have to wait with that. But CNN is reporting that the majority of people who do get COVID-19 only suffer minor symptoms. The majority do seem to be, hopefully, you know, mild. China is now offering more and more data. China believes that the worst of their epidemic is over and it's slowing down. Epidemiologists say, of course, it's going to take a lot longer than, you know, the time we've had now to understand the mechanics. But they found that the impact, you know, was, you know, men and women were affected by the virus fairly equally, but more men died from it, which we talked about. And the majority of people who got it, luckily, just had kind of coughs and cold symptoms. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're still trying to get to all your questions. Okay, let's talk about medications here. So, President Trump has announced in a press conference that the chloroquine phosphate, which is used to treat malaria and severe arthritis, or Plaquenil, has been cleared by the FDA to be tested as a treatment for coronavirus. So it doesn't mean it's out there. It just means that it is going to now be, you know, making the next step. And so what unfortunately we're hearing is that this medication is used as an additive in aquariums to kill microscopic organisms that might harm fish and other aquatic animals. The prices for this chloroquine phosphate for aquariums have surged online, so a study thinks that maybe people are ingesting the fish tank additive hoping they won't get COVID-19. Please, people, that is so, so frightening. Now, the study was conducted by Storyful before Trump named the drug publicly Thursday, so they already kind of picked up that there was something going on. And they analyzed three identical listings from the same eBay seller, the chemical source, who opened bids on bottles of chloroquine phosphate used in aquariums for 1 week. Between February 25 and March 2nd, the price paid for a single 25-gram bottle of chloroquine phosphate skyrocketed from $9.99 to more than $500. The seller warned in each listing that the substance was not for human consumption. I'm not making this stuff up, I swear, people. Speaking of the same conference with Trump, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn said chloroquine phosphate will be used in clinical trials to test its effectiveness in treating COVID-19, but also warned about providing the public false hope. He said, "We will collect the data and make the absolute right decisions based upon those data about the safety and efficacy of the treatments. What's also important is not to provide false hope. We may have the right drug, but it might not be in the appropriate dosage form right now, and it might do more harm than good." So several countries have reported that they're noticing some advancement in the drug. We are hearing a unfortunate regression of the use of HIV medications, saying that they may not work. Now, one of you had asked, is that because they don't want a shortage of the medications and they want to save it? I really believe that it was a study that showed it might not work all the time. So, they have to come up with a medication that is very, very highly effective and safe and ubiquitous, easy to get. So, this malaria drug and the possibility of using it could be fantastic. Why would it work? That's the next question I've been getting. Why would an anti-malarial drug work? A medicine that prevents an infection agent attaching and getting into cells might be able to be used across pathogen lines, like viruses, bacteria, fungi, etc. So, you know, we have a lot of medications out there, interestingly enough, that just seem to probably have other uses more than we think. You know, we talked about Viagra. Viagra was never supposed to be for erectile dysfunction originally. Nobody even thought of that. You know, it had to do with pulmonary hypertension, increasing blood flow, having this inhibition system on nitrous oxide. And they found that, wow, it can work for, you know, erectile dysfunction. Same thing with Zyban. Zyban is a medication that whose roots are Wellbutrin, an antidepressant. And I guess the theory out there is those who were taking Wellbutrin for depression had noticed that, you know, the doctors had noticed they weren't really asking for their cigarettes as much or smoking as much. And then, well, we could use Wellbutrin, market it as Zyban, because it needs to have an FDA approval. And now we have another medication for possible smoking cessation. So I am not surprised that we have, you know, medicines already in our coffers. We have medications that we could already use, that we have tools that we could go to. I'm not surprised. Now, people are accusing Trump of giving false hope and, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, people listen, okay? The doom and gloom can't pervade. Okay, you know, we have to provide hope where we think there's hope. And if Donald Trump is being told that they have studies showing that this medication can work, okay, it is his duty to tell us that he hears things about it. Whether if he actually stood up and said, guys, we have a cure, we're good, we're done in like 30 or 60 days. No, that's going to be very unfortunate, irresponsible, but he's not doing that. Okay, and again, I'm not here, you know, to... It's not my job to sit here and defend the president or, you know, defend a politician. But, I mean, you know, people come up. There's, I can't stand when people are damned if we do, damned if you don't. You know, on one end, you have people kind of, you know, dispelling, you know, fear and going, oh, you know, this is going to do this, this is going to do that, you know. But then on the other end, I mean, you know, do you want, you know, us to kitten glove something? You know, any of us who said, you know, oh, you know, this virus is just a cold and it's not going to hurt anybody, that we're not doing a, you know, a service for you either. So, you know, oh, okay. One of you wants to know who are getting the test kits. And, okay, so how are test kits being triaged? Well, I'm sure you guys have seen in the news, there have been a lot of criticisms of how NBA stars and politicians and, you know, the wealthy might be getting tested, you know, like Tom Hanks. But many people have been denied being swabbed. And, you know, as I see patients on telemedicine, I'm unfortunately seeing that as well. I couldn't get a swab. And I go, why not? Well, the doctor said to not come to the office because I don't have a fever. I go, but you have asthma, you're having difficulty breathing, and you're coughing, and you've been exposed. Nope, he said I had to have a fever. And so, unfortunately, what's happening is because there hasn't been enough test kits, and understandably so, that's what happens in medicine, there has to be a triaging or a kind of a hierarchy of who gets tested. Now, on another end, one of my telemedicine patients had said that because she's a school teacher, they tested her. She didn't have any symptoms, but because she was a school teacher, she tested her. Well, again, that, you know, it depends on where you live. It depends if there are, you know, numerous cases and, you know, clusters, and if the shipment came in and, you know, you're around, you know, a population that could be, you know, more at risk. So, I know a lot of you are frustrated because there's not a lot of rhyme or reason, you know, a lot of rhyme or reason of who's getting tested. I mean, personally, I want everybody to get tested. Because if you have a, you know, mother or father that's older, or grandma or grandpa, if, you know, you want to go outside and go shopping and you're going to be standing next to somebody who could have diabetes or heart disease, you know, you want to know that you have it or not. But here's the only problem. If, let's say, I took a test and I was negative, my next question is, what about a week from now? Or 2 weeks from now? Am I going to, unfortunately, get it again? You know, I might be negative today, but if I go shopping and I go outside and, you know, am I going to get it? I mean, if I'm going to be locked inside my house and never go anywhere, you can probably assume you're good for the long haul. But if you're going out and you're dealing with people, how do you know? So the other thing people have to also decide is they can't test you every week. I mean, we're nowhere near having one test per person. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.